In 2011, Le Collectif Scientifique started a cycle of conferences about the issue of shale gas. I'm speaking today with Marie-Ève Isabelle, member of the Collectif and PhD student at McGill University. Marie-Ève, can you give us an overview over the Collectif Scientifique and talk a bit about this conference?
Yeah, sure. So the Collectif Scientifique sur les gaz de schiste was created a little bit as an answer to bring another voice to the debate, because we were hearing a lot what the industry has to say, what the government has to say about it too. But we wanted to have a group of researchers that would be looking at, you know, shed another light on the facts around shale gas and present it maybe in another way. So one of the position of the Collectif Scientifique sur les gaz de schiste is to have a complete moratorium on the shale gas issue until we can demonstrate that it is relevant to start the development of this energy in Quebec. The conferences are part of it as a way to kind of reach the public and talk about some of the research that people are doing in the collective, in their own universities. So it's a lot of university teachers, also some students and researcher. So we already had the two conferences. One was on, I'll say the title in French, Les graves lacunes géotechniques de l'industrie des gaz de schiste. So it was to talk about more from an engineering perspective on what are some of the problems with the technology. The second one was to talk about economic issues of shale gas. So, you know, what will be the real cost of it and also the benefit. And the conference that will happen on Wednesday will be Enjeux technico-économiques sur les marchés de l'énergie, nécessité d'une nouvelle politique énergétique pour le Québec. So we'll have Bernard Sonnier talking about how there's a need to create a new energy policy in Quebec. Some of the other conferences will include one on ethical issues and also on democracy and the legal frame of the environmental assessment that is being conducted right now. Another one will talk about ecological issues, but also social issues around shale gas. Another conference will be on the alternatives energy that could be developed instead of shale gas. And the last conference, the one that I will be taking care of, will be on communication issue around shale gas.
So why is it important to discuss these issues now?
Well, so as you know, right now there's been, as you mentioned, a hold put on the development of shale gas, but it's not a complete moratorium. And while the assessment will be going, the industry is still allowed to dig some wells, the ones that are already exist, in order to develop some knowledge on it. What we think is that, you know, until we have more data on it and until we know more about it, we should just stop everything that is production or pre-production, because the exploration phase is a form of pre-production where infrastructures are put in place. And so it's important to talk about it now because, first of all, we want more participation from NGOs and environmental group, and not just the industry and the government with some, you know, chosen person would like to have more involvement from NGOs, but also because we want to reframe the debate and ask a fundamental question: is it relevant to develop this energy in Quebec right now, and what are the alternatives to it?
Can you talk more about the communication aspect?
That's the conference that I proposed. I am actually a student in both literature and environment, so I'm not a scientist, but we'll have plenty of these conferences that will be about the science and the fact behind shale gas. But one of the things that we should not forget is that there are different ways of presenting facts, and we see it a lot. For example, the industry will use some of the facts a certain way, and then you'll have, for example, environmental group that will use it in a totally different ways. And sometimes it gets very confusing for the public to be able to see behind you know, the rhetoric that is being used. So one thing that I'm proposing to do here is, yes, to look at obviously the science behind the shale gas, but also how is it communicated, and what are the rhetorical strategy behind it, so we can understand a little bit better what exactly we are debating on.
What do you expect from these conferences?
Well, obviously the goal is to try to reach population as much as possible and to provide different information, to also demystify some of the arguments that we hear, every day in the news and the newspaper. So we want to try to present the fact in a way that it's as clear as possible.
Why is the situation in Quebec different from the situation in the U.S.?
In the United States right now, there's been a lot of development. There are thousands of whales in place already. And it's already part of the, it's already one of the energy sector that is developed. Here, we're still at a stage where we are asking the questions, do we want this? Is it worth it? Is it relevant? And do we have alternatives? So we're still at the stage where the government should be consulting the public. And right now, we hope that the environmental assessment will bring some question, because, I mean, there's also positive side to it, and it's been following some of the recommendation made by the BAP, the Bureau d'audience publique de l'environnement. And so that's it. It's very different because we're still at a stage where we're asking a question. Do we want this here?
Is the development of the shale gas industry, is it relevant for Quebec?
As I said, this is the big question. One of our sixth conference will be talking about some alternatives to shale gas. So obviously we are at a point where we still don't know for sure if Canada will be participating in global effort to reduce greenhouse gas emission. We know that the Quebec government has announced that they still want to continue, for example, with the Kyoto Protocol, even if Canada doesn't want to. And obviously this question of shale gas, if we do want to follow Kyoto Protocol, reduce global emission, is it something that we want? Or do we want something that will be less polluting? We've heard tons of facts around shale gas. The former Minister of Environment said that it was not polluting and that it could contribute to a going toward attaining these goals. At the same time, we hear like researcher in New York saying shale gas is more polluting than coal. So that's where sometimes we lose the public, because we don't know which of these facts are true. And so is it relevant for Quebec? It depends on these answers that we hope that we can go get, and that we would like the environmental impact assessment to dig. And also, if we have alternatives, I mean, that's probably something that we want to encourage, like to develop greener energy and have, you know, more sustainable energy and an energy sector that does not rely only on fossil fuel. So we mentioned that we want to look at it from an environmental perspective. So we would like to see if it's relevant compared to other alternatives. One other thing that we have to look at is the economic benefit of it, because one thing that is often not included in the debate are the externalities. So what will be the cost for the municipalities, for example? So if shale gas is exploited and that for municipalities have to cover for cleaning the water, if they have to pay for the road, you know, maintaining the roads, who are going to bear these costs? And who are going to reap the benefit? Because if the government has to cover for too much things with small royalties, then at the end, the only people who will benefit from it will be the private sector. So that's something that we have to keep in mind too.